President Trump has made it clear he aims to bolster the country's military strength and cut funding for such agencies as the EPA. Advocates for the Great Lakes became more alarmed this month when Trump released his budget. He plans to eliminate funding for the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, or GLRI, in 2018. Since its inception, the program has pumped more than $2 billion into 3,500 projects around the Great Lakes. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz checked with people seeing improvements in this part of the basin, hoping they continue.
Cheryl Nunn's boots sink into a soggy Lincoln Park as we make our way to Lincoln Creek, where it blends with the Milwaukee River. GLRI dollars were put to work here, removing heaps of PCBs. Nunn says they were remnants of a time when people could dump pretty much anything into rivers.
And so what you're seeing here is just where a lot of the dredging efforts occurred. We removed about 180,000 cubic yards of contaminated sediment.
The Milwaukee River is part of a massive basin that also holds the Menominee and Kinnickinnick Rivers. Nunn says they too have benefited from GLRI cleanup funds.
It's allowed for improved boating, improved recreation, and also, you know, a massive improvement in water quality.
Nunn's group monitors the basin and anticipates more cleanups, but now she wonders how projects will come to life without GLRI covering part of the cost.
We're also concerned about, you know, base budget cuts from other federal agencies like EPA, like U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, NOAA. Frankly, their base budgets are included in this larger Great Lakes restoration pot of money. We use a lot of them for technical advice and services as well. You know, 40% of the money that's going into Asian carp efforts right now is from the GLRI.
I'm really going to try to be positive.
There's no hiding Dave Fowler's concern as he shows me a recent GLRI project on the Menominee River next to Wauwatosa's Hoyt Park. He calls it a little gem.
We had large cranes and backhoes into the stream itself. They came in, they broke up the concrete. We had a geomorphologist, a stream geomorphologist, and a design team that actually looked at this and put in the right kind of rock to allow for fish passage to keep moving through.
The stormwater management expert says GLRI dollars have infused projects with expertise and more funding.
You get this fabulous cooperation between multiple federal agencies that come together to help fund small projects like this and bigger projects. The Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, there's funding available, which then gets other partners to step up to the plate.
Atwater Beach in Shorewood is one of the sites Sandra McClellan has sampled after big storms for the UWM School of Freshwater Sciences. She points to the outfall that can carry bacteria into Lake Michigan. McClellan's research helped pinpoint where to place native plants and rain gardens to slow and clean the flow of polluted stormwater before it reaches the Great Lake.
The GLRI funding has allowed this community to identify sources of runoff, sources of pollution, do some fixes to minimize those. So think about how many small communities are like that around the entire Great Lakes, which are, you know, a couple thousand miles of shoreline, to allow them to fix things that otherwise would go completely unaddressed.
Beyond the fate of GLRI, McClellan says she and her colleagues could face a range of grant cuts from multiple federal agencies. Cutting-edge research is threatened, but McClellan's concerns run deeper.
These research grants are really the training ground for the people who are going to answer even the more pressing questions that we're going to see 10 years from now. So if we're not training those people, what are we going to do 10, 15, 20 years from now in terms of being able to understand the system or deal with some of these issues?
McClellan and her fellow advocates have reason to hope GLRI might survive. This week, 63 bipartisan members of Congress sent a letter to the House Appropriations Committee urging continuation of funding. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.